door is open, the welcome mat is out, and this is It's All About Relationships on Vivid Life Radio. My name is Edie Weinstein, and together we'll be exploring what relationships are really all about. Sometimes they're light and playful, sometimes messy and challenging. Our guests are transformational teachers and authors, artists and musicians in this realm that makes life so sweet. So sit back and relax and enjoy the ride.
Welcome to It's All About Relationships. I'm your host, Edie Weinstein, and the music that brings us into the show and ushers us out of the show is called Only You, written by my friends Rick Denzine and Deborah Lee of Lyra Project. You can find the lovely music at L-Y-R-A, lyraproject.com. So take a deep breath, folks, because you're about to enter a zone, the grace, flow, and ease zone. Imagine what life would be like if you lived that way, if you knew that everything was in your favor, if you knew that even the unexpected, serendipitous kind of things sometimes feel great and sometimes feel not so great, are all in your best interest. My guests tonight are two women who have lived that way for a number of years. Cheryl Dodd Baldwin and Marielle Infinity are the authors of the book Living with Grace, Flow, and Ease, and they say that it opens the door to miraculous experiences and live a more intentional life and to be aware of those magic moments. So, Mary and Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Edie. It's wonderful to be here with you.
Yeah, my pleasure. My pleasure. So, there was a time when the two of you didn't know each other, obviously. What were the serendipitous events that brought you together that have you doing what you're doing now and living this way?
Mary, you want to answer that or you want me to answer that?
You can go ahead.
Okay.
You have just failed that.
All right. Mary and I were both working for an NGO at the time that was doing some work in Romania. And Mary serendipitously just happened to be at a board meeting where different board members were presenting the projects that they were going to be doing next. And I was presenting a project that I was interested in doing, and Mary was wrapping up a project that she had been doing, which was a medical project over there, and mine was going to be teaching healing touch, a more holistic form of working with the children in the orphanages there and teaching their caregivers. And Mary, spoke to Mary, and she said, you know, I'd like to be part of that. So that's how we met, and then we created, you know, the project and began doing that and did it for 10 years over there.
Mm-hmm. The project was called Healing Touch to Romania. So
are you still connected with it? Is it something you're still, work that you're still doing?
Go ahead, Cheryl.
No, I'm sorry, Mary. We completed it about 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you left a mark, and I'm sure that it taught you some valuable lessons. So people think that life is a struggle. Where did that come from, the idea that life has to be hard and messy and challenging?
Well, I think a lot of us have been, you know, grew up hearing that. I certainly did. You know, life is hard, all those messages, no pain, no gain, you know, you work hard, you die. I mean, you know, all those negative messaging kind of things that we grew up with, but I think took for granted and had an impact on us. And I think that prior times, life probably was pretty hard. You know, when you look at all the things that people had to do to survive and get by, you know, whether they were living on a farm and having to, you know, raise a family or wherever, I think there has been times when life was probably very hard for people. But I think we're living in a different time now where we have so many more conveniences and so much, you know, it can be an attitude for sure. No matter what your circumstances are, it can be an attitude, of course.
And life even now can be hard.
Yes,
but
absolutely.
But I think that where we've come from and what we have shared in our book is that really the foundation of grace, flow, and ease is the belief that we live in an abundant, loving universe that wants to support us. And grace, flow, and ease is about love and the universe loving us and assisting us. It has also allowed us to live a more intentional life, a life that's more focused and open to those magical moments that come to all of us at various times in our living.
Now, you've talked about the idea, we had a conversation about this yesterday, that there are four areas, four distinct areas of our lives where we're all getting challenged. You said in the realms of health, finances, relationship, and work. Mm-hmm. How does that play into our lives? You know, how can people find ways through those challenges?
Well, I think right now, at this time in particular, because you know, right now philosophers have been talking about this period of time for thousands of years, that we're going through the largest change humanly than we have since 500 BC. And so there's so much that's changing. The consciousness that we're coming into is more a consciousness of unity. And, you know, back in the 60s, when I was younger, you would talk about oneness and people would look at you like you had two heads. Now we talk about oneness and everybody, it's a common conversation. People really get that we're all connected, or that, you know, we're connected to nature or to everything, and that's not such a stretch anymore for people to think about. And so as we're going through this change, the old ways aren't working, accentuated right now, because not only are we having to find new ways to do things, and it's in everything. I mean, think about it. The foods you eat, you probably don't eat the same foods today you did even a year ago or 2 years ago. It's in everything. It's how our body, what our bodies need, what we want or yearning for in our relationships, what we're wanting and yearning for in our work life. A lot of us are being challenged in finances as the new world, you know, as the world is learning how to work together in different ways. And all, you know, used to we were just competing on a local level. Now we're competing on a global level. And I don't like the word competition, but I mean, it's how we're all working together and how everything is affecting each other globally instead of just on our local, you know, or even national level. So as all of this change is going on, we're changing internally, and, you know, things that we thought we wanted, we're not wanting anymore. Things that we liked, we're not liking anymore. Everything is just sort of being turned upside down. One of the things that we've come to understand is that it's really an important time to not take it personally. As we're being challenged in all of these areas, it doesn't mean we're a failure. It doesn't mean we're not doing it right. It doesn't mean that, you know, if you're someone who is a therapist or something, or, you know, someone who's of service and people don't seem to be coming for your services, it doesn't mean that you're not good at what you do or that the universe isn't wanting what you do. It means that we're just in the flux of change. And it's not, you know, that saying it's not personal. It's to, even though it's so easy to take it personally, because these challenges can be very difficult. Some people are being challenged in one area. Other people are being challenged in all four areas. So it's to not take it personally.
Yeah, absolutely. So after the break, which we're going to take in a moment, we can talk more specifics about how to live in grace, flow, and ease, particularly in the face of attempting to weather the winds of change. So if folks want to find you, I understand they can go to your website, which is graceflowandease.com. And they can also connect with you on Facebook on your page by the same name. What will they find on your page? What do you want to
On the Facebook page,
or either.
On our website there will be on the very front. If they would like the front page, they'll see a little video there with Mary and I. And if they want to sign in there and be on our list, you'll get all of the updates to all of our you know, things that are going on. But also, too, there will be an excerpt from our book, Living with Grace, Flow, and Ease, that you can download there and read a little bit more about it, and that will get you started right away with, you know, how to bring grace, flow, and ease into your life right now. And then on our Facebook page, we kind of update things, inspirational things like that. There's also a blog. We try to have a new blog at least a couple of times a month, if not more, where we're writing on topics. And we always enjoy conversation, you know, people giving us feedback and talking with us about us, you know, putting their comments on it as well, so that we can kind of talk and share during this time as we're all going
Wonderful.
Through this.
Okay. Wonderful. So on the other side of the break, we'll again be talking more specifically about how to get into the grace, flow, and ease zone. Catch you on the other side, folks.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
Celebrate!
Are you ready to do something completely amazing for yourself? Spend a weekend with some of the world's most renowned and powerful spiritual teachers? Nourish your soul, enrich your life, honor your spirit, and celebrate you at a Celebrate Your Life conference. Attend powerful, life-changing workshops that will bring you more love, healing, and transformation than you can possibly imagine. Register now. Visit www.celebrateyourlife.org. That's www.celebrateyourlife.org.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
Welcome back to the next portion of It's All About Relationships. I'm your host, Judy Weinstein, and my guests are Marielle Infinity and Cheryl Dodd Baldwin, the authors of Living with Grace, Flow, and Ease. So one of the things that you mentioned that people credit you with is teaching them how to do life. So how do you teach people how to do life?
Well, that's a tall one there. But basically, it's about how to live more intentionally. And what we found was that using the words grace, flow, and ease really help invoke or call forth or cultivate just that, grace, flow, and ease. And it also calls us to be more present to what's happening in our lives. So first of all, we have to remember to be able to call on grace, flow, and ease. And then once we do, it seems to open up a doorway for all kinds of things to happen. Where we're synchronistically, things are appearing and happening for us.
Can you give us some examples? I mean, having read your book, I know that you've had some amazingly serendipitous experiences. Is there one in particular that jumps out at you that people could say, oh, yeah, I can do that too?
Yes. Well, we'll share with you the story where it came about. Because during this, let me just back up and say, during that time of working in Romania, we had to... You know, we coordinated people that we took over as instructors. We were teaching Healing Touch over there, which is an energy-based therapy. And so people were coming from different parts of the country. First of all, we raised all the money to go, so all that had to be done. We had to have people who were willing to donate their time, even though we were, you know, paying their expenses there. They were donating their time, so they were being very gracious as well. And then we had to be able to get people in the country around the same hour of day, which is usually at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, because a driver would be coming several hours to pick, like 5 hours to pick us up. And the way the planes came in, either through Germany or Amsterdam or Paris, if there was only one every 24 hours. So if someone missed their connecting flight, then somebody in the team wouldn't be there. And all those years of doing that, we never missed a person. I think we did once. Let me take that back. We did once due to bad weather. People couldn't get out of the U.S., but others of us made it. But we never missed luggage, which was a good thing because they didn't have that delivery service that we have here where they bring you your luggage. That wasn't happening. So everything had to really work like clockwork, you know, and then people that were setting up the classes all over the place and the things that we were doing, and we just never missed a step. So we knew that there was something, there was this energy that kind of carried us. And one day, Mary and I and another woman were in the airport in London, And we were in that situation where we couldn't miss our flight because we needed to be in Bucharest at that particular time. And this was right after 9/11, and so there was all of this enhanced security. And we came around a corner into this large security area, and it was just a massive group of people for as far as you could see. And I was a little nervous, and I was, because it was like, how in the world are we ever going to make it through all of this and make it to our connecting flight? Because it was a very tight connection. So I was in front of the other two women, and I turned to them and I said, okay, ladies, we need grace, flow, and ease. It just came out of my mouth. And I said, I'll be grace, meaning, you know, I'll hold the energy for grace. And Mary said,
I'll be flow.
And then the woman behind her laughed and said, I'll be ease. You know, she said, well, right. I'll go along with this. I'll be ease. And then I turned back around. This man said to me, you. Now, he worked with the airlines, and he said, you. And he asked me what airlines we were with, and I told him, and he said, come with me. And he led us right straight across the room, bypassing all those other people, opened some doors up for us, and said, go on to your gate from here. And so the three of us kind of stood out, because when we went through those doors, we realized we were out in this quiet hallway. We bypassed all that, and now we were free to go on to our gate. And so it was like, whoa, wait a minute. First of all, there's the words. There's the name, grace, flow, and ease, that we can actually call on. And look what just happened. So we were dumbfounded, but at the same time, we needed to run to our plane. And it kind of sank in a little bit later as we were sitting and talking about it. It was like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe that. That was amazing. So Mary and I played with it from then on. You know, we would call on grace, flow, and ease. And it's that when we do that, we're saying we want just that. Like Mary has a practice that every time she would get in the car and turn the key on, she would ask for grace, flow, and ease just to clear the path and clear the way for traffic and to get there safely. So it's using it to set our intention for what we're wanting to have happen. We're asking for this energy or synchronicity or whatever to bless us, to be with us, to kind of pave the way for us. And that's exactly what happens. So anyone listening can do that right now. They can start calling on grace, flow, and ease to be with them and to assist them.
And it's very much like what people would call the law of attraction. You're stating it as if it's already so. You're not saying, please, 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 with sugar on top, can you make this happen, whoever might be out there listening. You're saying, I know this is true. You're declaring it and
yes,
setting the intention. So, and this is something that sounds like a portable skill, but you can do it to clear traffic. You can do it to find a perfect parking spot, which I've done before. You certainly, you know, just the fact that they didn't lose your luggage, you know, that's a miracle. So there are tons of stories in this book, folks, that will have you shaking your head in bewildered awe that, you know, that these two women live this way. But it's not just you. It's not just you. Anybody can live this way. So what are some specific things? You talked about don't take things personally. You said something yesterday, too, as we were speaking about invoking and provoking synchronicity. Instead of waiting for it to happen, you're calling it.
Yes.
You're calling it to you.
Yes, and that, I think that's what grace, flow, and ease is doing. We're inviting, you know, that to come in. There's been so many times, you know, when Mary and I were traveling, and all of a sudden, and we've already invoked grace, flow, and ease to be with us on the trip, and we would all of a sudden see, you know, a shop or somebody decides they're hungry, or, you know, we pull off and do something else and have a delightful time and get back on the road and realize the road has been jammed up in traffic because there had been an accident that had happened probably close to the time we pulled off.
Mm-hmm.
So it's trusting. I'm sorry?
I was going to say trusting that you knew that it was going to be okay no matter what.
Yes. It's trusting in ourselves, trusting in the way that things unfold, trusting that there's something larger that's happening in our lives that's supporting us. And so when we ask for grace, flow, and ease, we're really asking, it's like we're invoking synchronicity to occur. In my life prior to that, you know, synchronicity would show up and I'd say, oh, wasn't that neat? Or wasn't that, that was just such a neat episode of synchronicity. But I found that when I started invoking grace, flow, and ease, that that's actually, I was asking synchronicity to occur.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
And it's not Twilight Zone kind of stuff. This is the real here and now practical, here's how this works. So have you found that when you do this, the right people come into your life, the right circumstances, whatever it is that you need in any given moment shows up?
Yes. It actually becomes, yes, it does. Events, things that just show up, the next, it's like following the yellow brick road.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the next thing that shows up, the next wonderful meeting, the next wonderful encounter. When we're in that space and we can hold that and trust what's happening, then yes, that's what occurs. Now, what can get in its way is negativity and self-doubt.
Okay. Yeah. So what do you think, you know, when that shows up, when there's negativity and self-doubt, what do you say to it to send it on its way?
Well, then you can just say let's say for instance, we're all human, right? We all have moments. Let's say we're having a bad day or everything. It's like just because I'm angry doesn't mean I'm an angry person. Just because I'm angry doesn't mean that my life is really just, you know, no good. It just means I'm having an episode of emotion that when I can, so if I go with it, but then I want to get back on track of grace, flow, and ease and where things are more positive, the easiest way is gratitude, finding anything and everything that I'm grateful for. So that then I can just start interrupting the negative chatter with gratitude or just inviting grace, flow, and ease. I mean, sometimes I've gotten so worried about something or upset about something, and I would say, grace, flow, and ease, please find me, because I sure can't find you at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and
it's like,
sometimes that happens. Sometimes life has technical difficulties that we don't always anticipate, and invoking the spirit of grace, flow, and ease can unblock those dams. So
yes.
I think magic, if I think of it as a magical spell, people tend to dismiss it. But if I look at it, and it seems like the two of you do, as practical, grounded, real, it works. That's all I know is that it works. We don't have to know the mechanism, do we?
No, I think that's
amazing.
And what it does is it gets us back into the present. Because first of all, we have to be in the present moment to even remember to ask for grace, flow, and ease.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a wonderful tool for getting us into the present right now. And as soon as we get into the present, then we're interrupting the thinking that's happening either about the past or the future.
Mm-hmm.
So if we come to the present right here, right now, as I'm sitting in this chair or wherever you are, wherever we are, and just take a breath and say, okay, wait. Grace, flow, and ease, be with me now.
Okay, we'll say that together. Grace, flow, and ease, be with me now. I love it. It's marvelous. So, folks, if you want to learn more about Cheryl and Mary, please go to their website, graceflowandease.com, or their Facebook page and like them. They're very likable women. So I want to thank you both for being on the show. And I will, obviously, because I know you personally, I will see you soon. And
thank
I'm
you.
Grateful that you are here.
Thank you, Edie.
Thank
it was
you.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
And thank
my
you, Mary.
Pleasure. Thank you. Thank you both for doing this. Yeah, next week, folks, my guests will be somebody that I know and somebody that I don't know. Courtney A. Walsh was on my show, I think, earlier this year. She's the author of Dear Human. And then her travel partner, Bonnie Clotahe, also known as Red Basket, will be on the show next week talking about the concept of sacred feminine rising. So I'm curious to know what that's about. So I'm grateful that you are all here. I invite you to live with grace, flow, and ease in every moment of your lives. Come visit me on my Facebook page, too. It's Edie Weinstein. And I also have a page for the show itself, where it's all about relationships. And my website is optimistical, OPTI-mystical.com. So until next week, I thank you, I bless you, I love you. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us here on It's All About Relationships on Vivid Life Radio, opening your heart and mind to the possibilities that are there for you to create a life that is filled with love. Until next week, wishing you healthy and fulfilling relationships and sending hugs from here.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
Celebrate!
Are you ready to do something completely amazing for yourself? Spend a weekend with some of the world's most renowned and powerful spiritual teachers? Nourish your soul, enrich your life, honor your spirit, and celebrate you at a Celebrate Your Life conference. Attend powerful, life-changing workshops that will bring you more love, healing, and transformation than you can possibly imagine. Register now. Visit www.celebrateyourlife.org. That's www.celebrateyourlife.org.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.